Yes, good morning. You're with Gavin King on 4CA Talk Show. The time is 31 minutes after 9. Good morning. We're going to have a chat now to a bloke called James McPeak. Now, James is the owner director of James McPeak Town Planning. You might remember yesterday we spoke to another town planner, Nikki Huddy, just on this issue of how do we accommodate people moving to our great city. Population growth was through the roof, really, for our city, particularly compared to some of the slower years leading up to the pandemic. But it's all happening. But people cannot find a place to live. There's an absolute rental crisis in this city and in much of regional Australia, in fact. But it's very, very acute here in Cairns. So very keen to chat to James. He's done a fair bit of work in recent years on land supply, what lots are available across our city. It's great to have him on the line. James, first of all to you, let's turn to the Northern Beaches. First of all, we've obviously got Paradise Palms being developed as a housing subdivision, but overall, in general, on the Northern Beaches, do we have much land left to build on?
Hi, Gavin. Well, yep, like you're right, there is pretty much no more land left in on the Northern Beaches. Mm. There's a very small section in between Clifton and the Kawara Beach, but that's pretty much it.
And will those lots being developed out there at Paradise Palm, my understanding is that there's still some time away before houses will actually start being built out there, even though sales, apparently, at least of the first stage, are going quite well. But will that help alleviate some of the pressure on housing over the next couple of years?
I think it will for people who want to move to like Northern Beaches, but I think, you know, like most of those lots are probably nearly sold. So there's, you know, going to be a certain squeeze for anyone looking to purchase land to build their dream home in the Northern Beaches.
All right, so there you go. Not much left at all on the Northern Beaches. Now, James, let's turn to, let's say an area, pick an area like Redlinch. Obviously, Ken Frost, a very big developer there. But what about land supply in the Redlinch area?
Yeah, Redlinch is a very similar story, Gavin. There's, you know, pretty small land supply left. The majority of land in Redlinch that has been easily, you know, easy to develop has been done. There's only a very small amount of existing subdivision approvals which are waiting to be constructed, but the majority of the land has been developed, and the rest of the land is constrained by slope or you know, like the World Heritage Rainforest or, you know, some flooding issues. So that's pretty much it as well.
Wow. All right. We've done the Northern Beaches, the Redlinch area. Let's turn our eyes, of course, now to South Cairns or south of Cairns. I'm not a fan of urban sprawl. I'm not sure what your views are on it either. But obviously, the majority of land left in this city, certainly in the Cairns Regional Council footprint, is south of Cairns. What's the lay of the land, pardon the pun, down that way?
Yeah, that's correct. The main remainder of broad hectare land suitable and approved for subdivision is on the south side. So there's probably 200, 300 lots left in Bentley Park and in some sections of Edmonton. Okay. And then we move down into the Mount Peter area, so between Edmonton and Gordonvale. Mm-hmm. And that area is master planned for pretty much the remainder of the growth of Cairns in individual lots. And that's planned for around 70,000 people,
right?
But the way that area is developing, it's probably be achieving less than 70,000 people. But like in 2019, in December 2019, so right before the pandemic, we did a land supply study, and that was based on Queensland Treasury data, and that suggested that there was only 1,841 hectares in the Cairns Regional Council area,
right?
And that was only forecasted for like a medium scenario of was only 20,000 dwellings. So this was before the pandemic. So when we know what's happened since then, everyone's moved up here because Cairns is amazing, and yes, a lot of those lots have sold. So my study in 2019 suggested that we were going to run out of land around 2029.
Right.
So that would have only been dramatically accelerated since then. So we're talking thousands of lots have sold since then. So,
wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, Nikki Huddy, I can't remember the exact numbers, but she mentioned, I think it was a development at Red Lynch. They, I don't know, let's say it was 400 lots, for example, a couple of years ago. And they predicted that that would last, 5 to 10 years. You know, the sales would slowly tick over. Mm-hmm. But they had sold out in 1 year. So as you said, your study in 2019, only based on, I guess, a medium scenario, medium level of population growth. We've gone mm-hmm. through the roof, of course, since then. And so you're saying that previous predictions were potentially running out of land in this city by 2029. You've got to bring that forward now because this population boost.
Uh-huh.
All right. So now that's the lay of the land and a fantastic summary, by the way. You're hearing from James McPeak from James McPeak Town Planning. That's the lay of the land, James. What is the solution apart from going further and further south? I mean, do we really want people living past Babinda and having to travel, for example, into the Cairns CBD? That seems crazy to me for a whole bunch of reasons. What's the answer here, James? Mm. What do we need to do? Is it small lots? Is it go up higher? What's the plan?
Yeah, so, like as you said before, urban sprawl is not the best. It costs significant amounts of money to put the infrastructure in. It costs the developers hundreds of thousands of dollars per lot, and then it costs council a lot of money to maintain. So the best thing to do is to have appropriate density in appropriate areas. And what is the main thing that we need to do, and I believe the FNQ Rock group of councils have only this week met with the state government. The state government has agreed to bring forward the Far North Queensland Regional Plan, the review of that. We have the oldest regional plan in Queensland, and that's the main document that regulates and controls areas where it's identified to be urban land or rural land or agricultural land. Mm. So the state government's finally come to the table and said, oh, yeah, I think that's a good idea that we bring that forward. So that's supposedly starting in August. So that's great, but we need that process to be as quick as possible because we need to. This document needs to look at the appropriate areas where infill or density is appropriate. Mm. We need to start the community consultation to understand what areas are appropriate. And Cairns Regional Council needs to update their planning scheme and do some really detailed work to identify the areas of infill development where the infrastructure capacity is appropriate and there's not going to be significant upgrades of infrastructure, and there's lots of places in Cairns where there's plenty of capacity and density would be appropriate. So it's great that we've started that discussion and that the strategic planning is going to commence, but we really need council and state government to be working as closely as possible to make sure that we develop a plan and these changes and the community's on board, because it will result in some density, but these density needs to be in an appropriate location.
Wow, there is a lot to take in there, but it's a crucial issue for the future of this city, really, isn't it? Because we know that many people in our city don't like small lot developments. They don't want high-rise apartments. They like the big blocks. They like the way things were when they moved here, however many years ago. But the fact is, do we close the gates down past Babinda? Do we rope ourselves off, build a great wall around the Cairns Regional Council area, because people are still going to move here, and why wouldn't you? So it's a massive, massive issue facing our city. That is a fantastic update, James. I really appreciate it. We'll no doubt continue this debate. And as you said, I don't know, my fear is that it's not starting until August, and we know how slow the machinery of government grinds along, and the consultation periods, the bureaucrats get involved. I mean, it is going to take months and months and months for this to happen. They almost need to start that public debate now. Start explaining to the community the reasons this needs to happen. And as you said, pick certain areas, certain pockets where a higher density is appropriate. Have good design of those developments as well, those houses. But it needs to happen. Otherwise, we have to turn people away.
That's right. And it's important. Like in my study in 2019, one of my main recommendations, the first recommendation, was that the Far North Queensland Regional Plan needs to be brought forward. So I raised that then, and it's surprise, surprise, you know, it's taken 3 years. It takes a while for the discussion to happen, but we need to keep on talking about it.
Fantastic update. Absolutely excellent. And yes, we need voices like yours, town planning experts, in that debate as well. Great update. James McPeak, thanks so much for your time on the talk show today.
No worries, Gavin. Cheers.
That's James McPeak from James McPeak Town Planning. The time is on 19 to 10.